Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I will say, before we get into this, you heard it in Michael's update, but the Browns making some roster decisions, including placing both defensive tackle Mike Hull and quarterback Deshaun Watson on the active physically unable to perform list, and David Bell on the active non-football injury list, while waiving wide receiver Jalen Gill. Well, sad to see you go. I don't really know much about Jalen Gill. I'm sorry. But, I mean, a couple of reporters, our very own Daryl Ryder has the report. The active PUP list for Deshaun Watson would indicate that he's eligible to return later in the season if he's medically cleared and the team decides that they want to activate him. I mean, I think that was the obvious indication there. Like, Deshaun was never going to be healthy to start the year. And I don't think you can really sell that going through last year in like a week 8, week 9, whatever it was week 7, somewhere in that range when they played the Bengals, and he tore his Achilles, that it was going to keep him out for the remainder of the following year. Like, yeah. Okay, so they made it so they could bring him back. I think that's also the only logical thing to do. You can't just act like the guy's not going to be able to be activated. Doesn't mean you have to play him. Like, I don't think this is anything that anybody should be freaking out over. It's the only logical move to actually go through and make. Like, Deshaun has to end up there. But, again, I did want to talk a little bit about the first 6 games of the schedule. Because I'll be honest, it's definitely something that I pointed out as soon as the schedule released, right? When we did the schedule release from weeks 1 through 6, it was something that we pointed out very early on, that when you look at the Browns' schedule, you look at those games and you go, whew, that is not a pleasant way to begin a football season. Like, 2 division opponents, 3/4 of the AFC North into your final division opponent. Yeah, that's a really, really tough way. You play 6 games in the north of either conference. Those are not going to be easy games to win, and it's why people can sit there and say, I could see him going 0-6 there. I could see him going 1-5. We're in that same boat. I don't know where the overrated conversation comes in. Again, I told you, if the Browns are looking at this and making quarterback decisions off of it, the Browns are downright out of their minds. Like, yeah, you should not be paying attention to this and who's playing quarterback for you. That should not be an indication. It should be whoever's best suited to win the job wins the job. It shouldn't be protecting the rookies from a difficult schedule. I mean, I'm happy if they do. It's fine. I can actually see them play against not tough defenses. But also, if Shador or Dylan are ready to play and the best quarterback in the room, please go start those guys. Make the decision. Hey, don't just be worried about it. But I don't think this is an overrating. Yeah, there's questions that you can draw about this team. Like, you can talk about the Bengals' slow starts to seasons and the fact that, well, frankly, they have no defense. You can talk about the Ravens' slow start to seasons. The Packers didn't exactly finish the way that they wanted to. I think the Lions are just downright good. I don't know how you'd be disappointed in them right now, and the fact of your only argument you can make is they didn't bring the offense coordinator and defensive coordinator back, and there's going to be some growing pains there. I still think that team is uber talented, and at some point talent just wins out. But yeah, sure. And then Vikings, Steelers, those are obvious question marks at the quarterback spot. Those are still really tough games. You still play a lot of tough defenses. Forget about the offensive side of the ball. I trust the Browns defense. I had to go through and do what they need to do to set you up in a spot to at least be competitive in most of those football games. I'm not worried about the Browns defense. I'm worried about what the other teams have on defense and what your offense is going to be able to provide. Sure, your goal is to keep up with the firepower of the Bengals. Difficult, but given their defense, I think doable. I don't know how you just point to early season struggles and say, maybe you beat the Ravens. Again, that team is much better than you are. You can't just act like that's not a thing. And when you go Packers, Lions, Vikings, Steelers, again, it's the same scenario of looking at teams with really good defenses and realizing that it's going to be tough to put points up there. Like, this is one of the toughest six-game stretches that any team will have on their schedule this year. And the Browns get it to open the gate. Yeah, I don't think that we just talk about overrating this and going too far. Like, it should be considered that a lot of other teams within 6 weeks of an NFL season kind of have a setup gimme game. Right? Even bad teams have, oh, that's one we can clearly win. Even if we're not favored in that game, which the Browns are favored in none of their games. But it's one where you look at the schedule and you go, oh, they could definitely win that. I just don't know that you have one of those. Like, I look at all six teams and go, they're still set up better than the Browns are right now. The Bengals are your best shot. Maybe the Steelers. Like, those are your two arguments. It's Bengals or Steelers. And you probably take a game, at least one game in that stretch. I don't actually think you go 0-6. I think that's an atrocious prediction to start a year that any team starts six straight weeks without a win. And random things happen. Like, the Browns will win a football game, might win a couple football games in that stretch. Just by the nature of the NFL and random things kind of playing out and happening. But overrating it, like, how does it get any worse? There's not teams later on the schedule, legitimately, that I'm more scared of than those six, except for maybe the Buffalo Bills. Like, if you threw the Bills in there instead of the Bengals week one, that's the only way this part of the schedule gets harder. I'm confident in every other team that you play throughout the year, other than your three out-of-conference games, listen those first 6 weeks, that I have a better chance to win if that guy's not named Josh Allen in the Buffalo Bills. So, yeah, what's the overrated part? And it's a conversation throughout the day on the station. I just don't see it. Again, 216-474-0092. Are we overrating the first six games of the Browns schedule? Let's go to the phones. BP's in Pepper Pike. What's going on, BP?
Hey, Jake. How you doing tonight?
Doing good, man. How are you doing?
Doing good. No, it's exciting, at least that the Browns are reporting the training camp tomorrow. You know, I know obviously our expectations aren't that high, but there's still, a lot of players I'm going to be following. You know, the quarterback situation to me is fascinating. You know, I'm interested to see. I don't even know how Vegas can set the odds on all these games. They don't even know who our starter is, you know? I mean, if you look at ESPN.com, yeah, we're not favored in those first six games. But I still think, you know, I think we have a chance against the Bengals at home. I think we can, you know, the Vikings, that's in London. I mean, anything can happen on that game. You know, they're starting J.J. McCarthy. He's completely unproven rookie. So, you know, the Packers don't scare me that much, to be honest. But so, you know, I think, yeah, at the Ravens is going to be a tough one. At the Steelers will be tough. But there's some winnable games there. It's not like, I don't think it's a definite we're going to go 0-6.
Yeah, I don't think it's definitely going 6. I think there's, if you took each individual game, I think rightfully, no matter who the Browns quarterback is, you'd probably put them as the underdog in those games, though, no?
Yeah, no, for sure. But, you know, we can beat the Bengals opening day. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
It would have been nice. You know, to me, it's disappointing about, like, Quishon, you know, Judkins is out. You know, he's, you know, Mike Hall, why is he injured? Why is he on the injured list? What's up with him?
He had the knee injury at the season finale last year that's going to keep him out. I think it was a torn patellar. It's going to keep him down. So he's going to be out probably a majority of the year if I had to take a guess.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to mention is the Titans had their backup quarterback is out for the year.
Yep.
Levis. So if I was a Browns fan, I keep an eye on that situation. They don't really have a great number two quarterback. They're starting the rookie Cam Ward. You know, it's possible they might be, or we might be looking at them, you know, get rid of one of our quarterbacks. to send over to Tennessee for some type of draft collateral.
Yeah, I don't know how you go through in this situation right now. And BP, I appreciate the call as always. I just don't know how you look at this situation that we're in right now. And you go through and think, let me go get another quarterback. And Will Levis, by the way, like I saw people sort of tossing this around online a little bit because it is a younger quarterback who hasn't played well, but also in a really bad system. Will Levis has just been bad. He looked terrible last year. He started the year for the Titans and did not put together basically any wins whatsoever. Like, they took down Houston, and they took down Miami, but he didn't really play against Miami, so we're not giving him that win. So you took down Houston at some point during the year. It's the only thing they did, an in-division opponent. I can't look at that and go, yeah, you're doing great. And then he suffered a shoulder injury, which we know. We have Deshaun there suffering his own shoulder injury. It's much different, but we know that that can affect a quarterback. And a guy who has a cannon, but does not have a ton of accuracy, does not have a ton of decision-making skills, and has done a ton of things really incorrectly as a whole. Like, he's just gone through and, I mean, I remember, and this isn't an entire indication of the quarterback that he was, but he was the guy who had he just tried to make a play happen while he was basically parallel with the ground and just fumbled the ball away and threw it directly to the other team. I don't remember who they were playing that game, but my God, like, Will Levis cannot be the answer for the Browns. I like the idea of stockpiling young quarterbacks, but Levis is not the answer here. Hey, there has to be other guys to turn to that we can have some trust in outside of that. I'm not banking right now with Will Levis being an answer. Nor do I think, you just go through and draft a quarterback next year, and you don't pick up Levis this year. You trade away capital for a fifth quarterback, essentially. They're going to have to add to the roster. Yes, he'll be on the injured list, but no. Even if he's coming back next year and healthy, it's not the guy that you want to add into the room. I'd rather have an established quarterback, one established quarterback, one rookie quarterback, and then probably one of the guys that you had this year, and build your way for the room next year. But I don't know. This is where my focus is completely sitting on 2025. I'm not even really willing to look at Levis next year. I'm not willing to look at quarterbacks for next year at the moment because I want to see the young guys play. And to figure that out, I got to get through 2025, and specifically the six games that we're talking about. I just don't know how you expect any quarterback to come out positive there. Again, you're picked individually to lose in all those games, and rightfully so, no matter who you throw out. This is nowhere near overrating. This is a difficult part of the schedule, and the most difficult part of a schedule that probably any team faces this year. I don't want to see that on the schedule. I don't want to see that to start a season. But it's in front of you, and the Browns need to try to do what they can to win those games. Just pick the right quarterback to start the year. Whoever that may be, pick the right quarterback, the most prepared guy to start the year. And probably expect some losses on the board. But I'm not really looking at win-loss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To determine if my quarterback's great this year. Right? That's not the only factor that I focus in on. So even if you start a guy and he loses a bunch of those games, it's like if you play well and lose a bunch of those games, well, I'll probably just take my my punches and roll with it and actually see him play against some bad teams. Again, if it's 40-year-old Joe, maybe not. But if you started a rookie and did that, yeah, it'd be just taking a look and saying, all right, if you played well enough, I'll also maybe let you go up and see if you can face guys like the Dolphins, a team like the Jets, and allow that part of the schedule to roll around before I make my full assumption. You can't just assume that it's going to be bad off the rip. Again, 216-474-0092. Are we overrating the first six games of the Browns schedule? But I want to get to one thing before we get there. A fun blind tier Tuesday, by the way. A double blind, the ever rare double blind thrown out there by Bohm. Fun twist on it. Again, at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake. That'll be up there shortly coming up here in just a little bit, where you guys will be able to vote between mine and Michael's list, who put together the better blind tier list of turnover differential. But I did want to get into something that I think interesting within an NBA conversation, because we talked about the idea of essentially, would you rather have super teams back, right? Like, would you rather there be super teams in the NBA? Would that provide something for you back on Friday? And I made the argument that I think that people genuinely did enjoy the era of the super team more, even outside of Cleveland. Like, I think Cleveland enjoyed the super team era, obviously, when LeBron was here. Like, when you are the dynasty, super team makes a whole lot of sense. But the rest of the NBA got really sick of, it's going to be Cavs Warriors, right? 4 years in a row, it was basically done and dusted. You could have predicted it, especially the last 3 years, that it was going to be Cavs Warriors no matter what. Like, those were going to be the teams, and there was no argument against it. So we made that argument, and I think that people would. The problem with that is that you essentially kill the regular season, right? Because you're going to have a ton of matchups where there's going to be a lot more teams in the league that probably emulate teams like the Charlotte Hornets and the Chicago Bulls, where they're just going to be teams that get beat up on. And these super teams are going to rise to the top, but you trade that off for, obviously, playoff experience. I honestly think one of the fixes that I would genuinely like to see the NBA employ would be this idea that you should probably just shorten the regular season. Don't get me wrong. I'm somebody who, I enjoy baseball being 162 games. Like, it can be a little bit daunting and I think pull away from the significance, but I can watch baseball games and enjoy a game start to finish, even if it's game 100, like it is for the Guardians tonight taking on the Orioles. Like, you are in game 100. I can still enjoy that. So it's not even that I hate this idea of, well, the regular season doesn't mean anything. Because I think for a lot of people, like, the regular season still means something for baseball. Even if it doesn't have you dialed in, night out, caring about every individual game, the way that it's set up with series and everything else, it's like, okay, you have to win series. And the deadline plays a massive impact into the way that teams operate in baseball. So it still feels like series have significance, while maybe each individual game don't. It's still winning series and playing against teams in your division. It holds its own. Well, there's no divisions in basketball. I mean, there are divisions in basketball. They just don't matter. And I think we can definitely argue that, like, hey, the regular season in the NBA probably means the least out of the three sports somehow, some way. And it's a lot to do with playoff expansion. And the fact that, hey, all you got to do is be a top 10 team in your conference. You just have to avoid being a bottom 5 team in your conference in order to get a shot to go to the playoffs. You know, you're not guaranteed it, but you at least get a play-in game. Like, it kind of kills the idea of 82. Like, if I'm the Cavs, and like last year where you rattle off multiple double-digit win streaks, it's like, okay, well, that doesn't really get anybody excited. Like, that doesn't do anything for anybody when you're constantly sitting as a top-tier seed in the East. It's like, oh, they're going to make the playoffs. Can we just get to the playoffs? And the only logical thing in my mind would be going through and actually shrinking the amount of games played. to try to re-incentivize an actual care, like a reason to care about the games that are being played. It's why the NFL has continued to be so dominant, other than the fact of, yes, it's football, it's American football. People love just the idea to see people hit each other, okay? Like, America's dialed into that, and other countries around the world are dialed into that. And basketball's never going to have that kind of sort of go for it. Like, we're not playing tackle basketball, okay? It's not going to be a thing that they ever had. But I do think the imagine if an NBA season was, I mean, even as low as starters, if you reduce it to 50 games. Yeah, does it probably still not hold enough luster for the regular season? Maybe. But the idea that every game is decided and has an impact and does a little bit of movement, yeah, I think it means something. I also think part of this is probably eliminating the idea of the play-in game. Like, as great as that is, because teams love to see their team make the playoffs, 10 teams making it is far too many. Like, that's just not an enjoyable experience for anybody. Okay, like, except for the fans who are sitting down there in the 7 through 10 range. Like, oh, this is kind of fun. We get to see some additional playoff games, individual elimination-type games that really do matter, where you incentivize one game meaning everything. Like, yeah, I love that aspect, but it's not the way basketball is played. You play basketball in series. Like, when you get to the playoffs, it's about being better than a team in a 7-game series. So much of that to me is, right, well, even if you subtract it to 50 and you reduce the playoff size back to 8 per conference. Okay, well, you immediately have me rehooked. Right? Like, I'm all of a sudden right back into, all right, well, hey, the difference between you being a 1 seed or a 4 seed might be, you know, 1-2 games like it was in the West this year. In the West was even worse. I mean, the West was basically 2 through 7 were all separated by like something crazy like 3 games. And everybody was in contention to basically be moving around by the end of the year, which again, had people excited, had people enthralled in the game and the experience that it was bringing. But something has to change here. And I would make the argument you could probably go lower than 50 games because you have to look at it realistically. Like even in the NFL, there's not much argument whether or not the Chiefs make the playoffs every year. If you win 12 games, you're going to make the playoffs. And a 17-game season is obviously, I think, way too short for the world of basketball. But you take that down to anywhere from like 35 to 50. And I think 50 is probably a nice round number where you're starting to see a little bit of a difference. Like all of a sudden, to me, that is what actually excites. Like, all right, not every team is going to make it. Not every team can just take every single game off their back and be like, all right, yeah, we're just not going to play our star on a back-to-back. And you're not going to have back-to-backs with 50-game seasons. But, all right, well, we're not going to have Joel Embiid play for 5 games because his knee is just slightly sore. You might still miss games here and there, but I think the end of the season infinitely gets more interesting. And the NBA does, truthfully, have to find a way to incentivize people to watch the regular season once again. Like, I think that should be priority one on their list. Like, baseball's priority one is probably finding a way to bring the bottom-tier teams closer to the top-tier teams, whether that's a salary cap, a salary floor, both, whatever it takes. Basketball's main objective right now should be, how do I get people to care about the regular season? There's only one way to actually do that, and it's to make the regular season games matter more. And you do that by shrinking the playoffs, not expanding them, and by shrinking your season, not expanding it. Like, the NFL is playing a dangerous game by just going, let's give them more football. Let's give them more football. Because at some point, yeah, your games start to mean less, but it's not like football is ever going to get to a point where you're playing 40 games in a season. It's like, okay, if we lose, we don't care. Those games are still going to matter. Sure, do we get maybe looking at week 17 or week 18? I mean, like, this game doesn't matter for a handful of teams. Yeah, I mean, you still got to that in week 17 when you played 16 games too. Like, a lot less often, but you still ran into that. And football did the same thing. Expanded the playoffs, which made it even more. But hey, this is the type of things that they think that people want. I don't know necessarily that it is. Like, are you trying to encompass the fans of teams who are just awful, who shouldn't even have a chance to compete? Or are you trying to make regular season matchups truthfully matter again? I'd definitely be making the sell that I just want the games to matter. I want people to care. Sure, if the Brooklyn Nets play the Charlotte Hornets at the end of the year, it might not mean anything. Well, it doesn't mean anything right now. Even with 10 teams getting in, the Nets are still stank and the Hornets are still stank. So it doesn't make a difference. Those fan bases are already checked out by your coming up towards the end of the year. It does not matter. I just think if you're trying to draw eyes back in, it has to be when the Cavs play the Celtics, you actually have something on the line. Right? Like, that game might be the difference maker of hey, this team gets a one seed versus this team gets a two seed. And it could drop these teams multiple spots in the playoffs. Like, hey, you want to bring it back. And basketball is always going to be somewhat of a war of attrition. Like, it should not be reduced down to 17, 18, 20 games. But you should also want to care, and you have to create a little bit of scarcity. Again, something the NFL has done so great at is creating a little bit of scarcity that I know the only time that I can watch football is generally more than one game on Sundays. And again, they've gone away from that a little bit. They've expanded, and they're the one league that I think has the luxury to do so, where I know, okay, teams are playing on Mondays and Thursdays as well, and occasionally you'll get a team playing on Saturdays or on holidays now. Scarcity is a great thing for a sport. You're not going to dominate like the NFL does, but you are going to be in a positive position to be able to count on, all right, well, fans are going to have to tune in. These games are going to matter. And for those middle-of-the-road teams, they matter all that much more. It's not, oh, yeah, they're going to be a 10 seed and they're going to be just fine. Like, is this team all they have to do beat out five teams who are just downright bad? Which is more often the case than not in basketball. Again, give me the shrinking of the season. Give me a shrinking of the playoffs. And I think you're on the right path. You're on the right road. It's not all about giving them more of the product. It's about making sure they care about the product. 216-474-0092. Should the NBA consider shortening the length of the regular season? And would it be something that you actually want? Again, you guys can chime in. We'll get to your calls coming up here in about 5 minutes as well. We will get a grip, as we always do, at 9 o'clock on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.